Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live today from D&D Elevator. D&D Elevator, the winner of the Small Business Success Award, and so much more. We'll be hearing from the president and CEO in just a moment. We're produced today, though, by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Northeast Environmental. So I am very grateful to be here today with the president and CEO, as I said, Bob Schaefer of D&D Elevator. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Welcome to your own business here.
Oh, thank you. No, it's great. Thanks for coming.
Well, we're at your sort of corporate headquarters here in Elmsford, but your real office is really thousands of elevators around New York. Tell us about your business, D&D Elevator. It sounds like really the quintessential elevator company and all that you're doing, not to mention your Small Business Success Award.
Thank you. We've been in business since 1981. We started out as actually a subcontractor company, and over the years we've grown a book of maintenance business, and since 1995 we've kind of become predominantly a maintenance repair service company, added modernization and construction in the late 90s. So we're pretty much a full service company now, we're enjoying our work.
You know, I know it's crazy, but I grew up in a very large city as a child, and so I spent many years riding elevators up and down, and I used to enjoy it. But I, to this day, and working in New York City also, every time I get into one, I just always pray that somebody who really knew what they were doing is doing good things with elevators. And so I really am intrigued. What an interesting business. Elevators, I mean, go back, way back. I think of the Empire State Building and all of these buildings that originally had them. This is a real specialty.
It really is, because it's kind of a multitude of trades. You are a welder, you're a computer programmer, you're a plumber, you're an electrician, you're a millwright, we work on our own machinery. So there's so many trades all wrapped up into one, and that's what really makes it unique. And to be a good elevator tradesman, you really have to go through a four-year education program and a lot of skills training, a lot of hands-on training to really become proficient.
And that is something you take very seriously, the training aspect of elevators and maintenance and so forth. The Elevator Learning Center, tell us about this. You've got some incredible programs going on.
Yes, we're really excited about our new training center. We opened it up in January of this year. It's kind of been a pet project of mine for the last 2 years, trying to set it up. And in 2000, I was president of the National Association of Elevator Contractors. And when I stepped down as president, they asked me to head up an education, be the education chairman. And I said, well, watch what you wish for, because we may just make something happen. And what we did was we got a group of industry experts together, and we built what we call the CET Elevator Program. It's Certified Elevator Technician Program. Mm-hmm. And what we did was, over the course of 2 or 3 years, we built a complete four-year education program that's designed for apprenticeship. And as a result of that, we took it to the next level, and we got it accredited by ANSI and ISO. So now it's an accredited training program that's recognized all over the country, and actually in Canada and Puerto Rico and Bermuda and other areas, even South America, is using this program. So we're excited about that, and we've been using it as our own apprenticeship program for D&D Elevator since 2003. Mm-hmm. We got our apprenticeship program approved. We are the only private company that has its own approved elevator training program in the state of New York.
Wow, that's impressive. And you mentioned that you're using sort of the technology of today, though, to actually conduct these programs and these classes and courses. How is it all happening?
Well, one of the things we decided to do when we put the project together was to have a way for us to share the classroom training and the training of the CT, Certified Elevator Technician Program, with other companies that are using the program but don't have kind of the big company money, I guess you could say, to build their own training centers. So what we've decided to do is we're building remote access and online training that they can actually call in or come into the classrooms every day that we have training, and they can audit our classes or be part of the classroom training, but we can deliver it instead of having 10 people in our education center. We could have 100 people around
the
country.
From all over the world,
right.
from at least everywhere. Yes.
So we're excited about that. It seems to be working very well. We just started our first pilot with a company in Delaware. They have two gentlemen from Virginia who are remoting in and auditing the classes along with us, and we're excited to see how it works out.
So you're not just doing it for your own employees. It sounds as though you're taking the lead on training elevator professionals all over the world. So it's not just for D&D Elevator. You're becoming the quintessential, the go-to for the actual trade itself.
When I got involved in education in the late 90s, early 2000, it was kind of a rising tide raises all boats. If you build it, they will come kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we have over 120 companies nationwide that are in the Certified Elevator Technician Program. So this is kind of that program on steroids. So we're able to deliver it now with the technology that's out there today. It's pretty simple and pretty reliable to deliver classroom training where they have all the books and all the information. We're also doing a train-the-trainer instructional manual where we can go off-site or we can have people come into our training center. If they want their own standalone program, we can do instructor training and train them how to deliver the CET program to their companies.
For somebody who is thinking of getting involved in this type of a trade, what would you say is necessary? Because it's, you know, obviously it's not just maintenance, it's engineering. And what kind of a person and what kind of education do you have to be able to work in the elevator business?
You'd really be surprised. It runs the gambit. You don't necessarily have to have an engineering background. Whether you have a 4-year engineering degree or you're just hanging out with your dad and fixing cars or taking apart bikes and putting them back together, it's a great start to know electromechanical equipment. And that's really where it starts. We have gentlemen that have been successful that have been with us that started with no educational background at all. Some of them had engineering degrees. We had one gentleman who graduated high school, was bouncing from job to job, and when he came to us, he was actually digging graves. And we put him to work, and he's just excelled tremendously. He's one of our best students. He's actually, at this point, a temporary mechanic now because he's just phenomenal. He's 3 years in the program, and he's so far ahead of everybody. And he really didn't have the technological background, but he just got it. He was electrical. He was mechanical. He was the whole package. So we're really excited to see that. It's not just you need an engineering degree to even think about it.
Right.
If you come into our program and you have good work ethic, and you show up on time, and you work every day, and you take it seriously, you do the homework, you show up for class, in 4 years, you're going to be a very successful tradesman. And that's, in this world today, it's so important. Everybody talks about tradesman shortages.
Yes.
The elevator business is no different.
Right. And, you know, elevators never go out of style, right? I mean, we need them. We use them.
No one likes to walk upstairs.
Yes, indeed.
I was working in an elevator lobby one time, and I had a gentleman who came in, and he was in his jogging shorts, and he came running in, and he told me he just ran 8 miles, and he was so happy. You know, he got his 8 miles in, and he did it in record time. And then the next thing he did was complain about, I have to walk up the stairs? I said, you just ran 8 miles. What's another three flights?
Exactly. And also, you know, to your point of the trade, that really is important. Now, people are talking about how people are actually foregoing the 4-year or even the 8-year educational route through higher education and colleges and stuff, and really focusing more on trades. It's becoming back in vogue, so to speak, to really focus on that kind of vocational training as opposed to just getting a PhD in something, which is not as useful these days as it used to be.
It's an amazing thing when you see the look on people's faces when you tell them that if you come to work for us and you go through 4 years of apprenticeship, when you come out, I've paid 100% of your education. You've had a job all the way through. Every 6 months of that education, as long as you're doing your bookwork, doing your homework, and showing up and working in the field, you will get a raise every 6 months. At the end of that time, your minimum journey rate is somewhere between $75,000 and $80,000 a year. So you've just worked. You've created some money for yourself. You've got a nice base. And you've got 401k with matching. You've got medical. You've got dental. You've got vision. That's the elevator business.
That's incredible. That's really incredible.
It's a real deal.
Yes. Exciting. Bob Schaefer, president and CEO of D&D Elevator. Tell us about winning the Small Business Success Award. I'm sure a lot goes into being able to get that award.
Well, we were excited about it. We got a call from a channel partner, what we call a channel partner, and they had said that they were going to recommend us for this award. And they said, geez, there's 60, 70 other companies, and it's tough competition. So when we heard that we received the award, we were really humbled by it because we really didn't expect to win it. So it was very exciting for us. You know, you come to work every day and you build a business and you just kind of go through the motions and you live within that business and it's ups and downs.
Yes.
Excuse the pun. But it's nice to receive recognition from time to time, especially unexpected recognition. Mm-hmm. So it was really exciting for us. Our entire company, we had over 30 people show up at the awards dinner. We tried to get as many people from our company to come in and share in the success, because at the end of the day, it's about the people that you work with. It's not about any one person.
Right. Sounds like a family or a team here. What was some of the criteria in winning this award? What did you have to come up with at D&D Elevator to win it?
Well, it was a combination of a lot of different things. It was your charitable contributions, the local projects, environmental things that we do. We do a lot of oil recovery. We deal with hydraulic oil a lot in our business. So we're always doing hydraulic recovery and making sure it's disposed of properly and doing we must recycle tons and tons of steel, you know, every year. I mean, mm-hmm. it's multiple tons of steel that we deliver and recycle. So there's a lot of recycling, a lot of environmental. We sell environmental products like regenerative drive technology, which actually really minimizes the cost of running an elevator, because it actually draws the energy as you slow down an elevator. It'll actually draw the energy back into the line and save money. We have environmental oil that we use, made from vegetable oil, basically, that protects the ground if it does spill, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of different factors went into it.
A lot of different factors.
Just great business.
Yeah. Our growth, we were about a $5 or $6 million company 10 years ago, and now we're somewhere in an 18, 19
million. I read that. That's pretty incredible. Yeah. That's exponential. And, a real success story.
Thank you.
Of the American dream in terms of business. So
hard work does pay off.
It sure does. And good ethics and the whole rest of it.
Yes.
Teamwork.
Ethics is important too.
Wonderful. Bob Schaefer, if people want to, anyone listening wants to consider maybe getting an education and working with D&D Elevator, how do they find you?
Well, normally when we're ready to hire apprentices, we'll advertise on the Department of Labor website. A lot of it is just people coming, going to our website. There's a a link where you can send in your resume and give us some general information. And then when we go to hire apprentices, we will dig through those resumes and pull what we think is the best candidates, bring them in, interview them, and then start them into the process.
Wonderful. And your website?
DDElevator.com?
Something like that?
Yes. www.ddelevator.com.
Okay.
And we also have a Learning Center website, which is theelevatorlearningcenter.com.
Theelevatorlearningcenter.com.
Yes.
And then again, ddelevator.com also. Bob Schaefer, President and CEO, congratulations on your wonderful award. I think the people who are the most humble are sometimes the ones that are really, you know, the light is shining on you guys because of everything you've done. Well deserved.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much. It's great to be with you today on Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from D&D Elevator. And for more information, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk, and like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. Great to be with you.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.